We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are back on The Fan in New York City. Steve Summers here, and we're going to call this segment For Whom the Ball Tolls. And of course, joining us now as advertised, LeVar Ball, dad of Lonzo Ball, who could be a Knickerbocker, who could be the number one overall pick in the upcoming NBA draft. First of all, Mr. Ball, thanks for giving us a couple of minutes of your time. Steve Summers here in New York City.
Hey, how you doing there?
We are doing okay, and we appreciate you giving us a couple of minutes. Now, this, with a New York audience, this is your chance, Mr. Ball, to right now show respect and apologize to Curry, to Westbrook, to Michael Jordan, and LeBron. The floor is yours. Take it away.
And you want me to apologize for what?
For showing no respect to champions.
Oh, no, I didn't disrespect anybody.
Yes,
not,
you know. Yes, you.
I don't apologize for nothing that I say.
Well, to say that your son is better than Curry, better.
Okay, that's my opinion.
Well, yes, but I
have my own opinion, but how, I'm not going to let anybody change my opinion on how I view my son.
Well, wait just a second. Your son has not won any MVP awards.
Regardless of what he's done, he's my son. I think he's better than him, and that's the fact.
Well, we think that's commendable, and we certainly understand.
Your opinion of me saying I apologize for saying that, you got the wrong guy.
Well, I think you're not showing any respect to
I'm
a Curry.
People that show respect to me. If I meet those guys, it's good.
Well,
hey,
first,
but I have an opinion that doesn't mean it's disrespectful.
Well, and we appreciate and respect your opinion that your son.
You respect my opinion, but why? No more questions on that.
Why would you compare them to NBA champions and NBA MVPs?
They asked me a question. I'll compare them to anybody. That's my son.
Are you really being serious?
I'm serious as I'm talking to you.
I mean, I can certainly understand. Are you believing in your son?
I believe in my son.
But why would you say, and don't you think?
I would say that because that's how I feel.
Well, let me ask you this. Does your son agree with you?
Of course he agrees. He agrees. Everything I say is positive.
He understands.
Why wouldn't he agree? I disagree with that, Dad. Come on now.
Well, hold on a second. Your son believes he's better than Curry.
Of course.
He believes he's better than Westbrook.
Whatever I tell him, because I wouldn't steer him wrong.
Well,
we hold our goals high.
Well, I understand all of that. I think that's terrific.
Well, that's the perfect part, then. As long as you understand it, we good.
Well, let me ask you something seriously. Do you think anyone is taking you seriously?
Yes, I do.
Who would that be?
Everybody on the West Coast. How's that?
Everybody on the West Coast?
Yes.
But New York City is the mecca for basketball. You have to know this.
I think L.A. is the mecca of basketball.
No. The number one team in L.A. is USC football. Yes, you know that. And number two
football,
is...
No, we talk about the mecca. You say the mecca is New York. I say the mecca is L.A.
Oh, stop.
I say the best ball players come out of L.A.
No. There is no L.A. There's 45 suburbs.
No L.A.?
There is no L.A. There is 45 suburbs looking for a city.
Yeah.
Where is L.A.? Please. I know where Burbank is. I know where Studio City is.
L.A. in California, the sunny side.
The sunny side.
Where all the big ballers reside.
Yeah, I see. Well, first of all, let me ask you something. You have to be embarrassing your son making some of the comments you have made.
Why would would I be embarrassing my son? No, my son know what I'm about. I know what he's about. We're fine.
Because I'm sure you are. But yeah. I don't think it's necessarily like father,
hey,
like
are you
son.
Embarrassing because your son talking to me like this?
Well, of course. These are legitimate questions.
Your son by talking like this.
You're a tremendous self-promoter, but... And I don't think any of the players that you're talking about, whether it's Curry, whether it's Westbrook, whether it's LeBron or Michael Jordan, are taking you very seriously. And I don't think too many basketball fans are.
They don't have to take me seriously, and I don't have to take them seriously.
I mean, do you think your son is better than the mouthpiece who does the shimmy in Oakland?
Who is that?
Curry. Do you think
you're...
Do
you want me to tell you yes?
How could... How could
English, yes, in Spanish... In French, oui. One of the ways you ought to get it.
What kind of... Listen, let me ask you something. Your son has said that it's more important to him to be a Laker than it would be to be the number one pick overall. What if the New York Knickerbockers draft him? They need a point guard. And, I mean, it's not probable, but it certainly is possible the Knicks get him. Will he report for duty here in New York?
Of course he will. My goal, my son's goal was to get to the NBA. We prefer to play for the Lakers.
And
he'll play for any team. As long as he's playing. That's all he wants to do is play.
Yes. And you don't think by all the comments that you have made, you don't think you're putting any pressure on him at all?
No pressure on him.
You don't think you're embarrassing him in any way, shape, or form?
Understands what pressure is, and it's not playing sports.
Now, what is this business about you making the kind of comments, also outrageous, that you could have taken Michael Jordan one-on-one? What do you mean by that?
You have to be outrageous to ask me that question. You know I can beat him one-on-one.
You may be the best promoter this side of Don King. Some people are going to say, and I'm one of them, a little bit... with the tongue in cheek, a little bit with the twinkle in the eye, a little bit dripping with some sarcasm, because I believe in my heart that you believe in your heart that your son has yet to prove himself in the NBA.
He can time ever since he's been born. You know what you sound like? You got a little bit of Howard Cosell in you.
Well, he liked Chinese food, and so do I.
Hey, but, see? Sound just like the same.
Yes, but I mean, but you're not telling it like it really is. See, well, you should be.
No, I'm telling it exactly how it is. You just don't want to believe it yet.
Well, I'll believe it when I see it.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly. So you gotta wait. I've already seen it.
No, listen.
I've been watching him all his life.
I want to know something. First, two things here. He wasn't very good against Kentucky, and don't give me.
Okay, that was one game. Did you watch the other 30?
Yes, I saw. He's going to make a fine pro.
How do you make a team go from 15 to 17 to 30-something wins the next time you're up?
And he couldn't guard Fox.
And Fox couldn't guard Joe Berry or whatever that guy is from North Carolina. He made him cry. What are you telling me?
Tubby, I want to know more about this Jordan one-on-one.
Jordan one-on-one. That's why the game ain't basketball ain't played one-on-one. If it was, like I keep telling people, I would have been a champ of the world. Yeah. Guys that were strong would be too slow, and guys that were fast would be too weak.
You averaged 2.2 points a game at Washington State.
And that was at Washington State.
And they cut you. You played
it.
You
30 seconds.
You averaged about.
I transferred to Cal State LA because I wasn't going to play in that slow system.
And Washington State
said. The only team. Y'all didn't get the stats where I played at West LA, Cal State LA. Everybody just took the little.
No.
That was a bad decision.
You played at LA College.
And then. What was the stats over there? Nobody got those.
You had one game. One game in your time there. One. Where you scored over 30.
Over, in what game?
That was one game against Porterville. That was your one game.
West LA?
What was the school? It was West LA College. You're right. Against Porterville.
I averaged 24 points.
Then. Oh, stop it. So because of that, I mean, we're talking.
Nobody gonna lie to you. Work. Go check the stats. You walk on the campus today. They see LeBron still here.
Here's the thing. You go to Washington State, they got rid of you after 1 year.
They didn't get rid of me.
They got rid of you. You were terrible. You averaged.
I got tired of apple pies and skiing.
Let's face it.
I came back to Cal State LA, but I still was a monster.
Let's face it. How could you be a monster at Washington State for
6'2", 7", and you run like the wind?
Stop. You averaged 2.2 points a game.
Washington State.
And you averaged about 2 rebounds a game with 1 assist a game, and then Washington State said, get lost.
I could average no points and still beat you.
How are you going to beat Jordan one-on-one? What kind of a comment was that?
One-on-one, all I'm going to do is bag him in and do a jump hook with the right or the left, and the game would be over. I'm too heavy, too strong. You know the laws of physics. That's why you're on the radio. You got some sense.
You're taking this very lightly, aren't you? But in
this
the process,
it's easy for me. That's why.
Well, it's very easy for you, but I think if I was your son, I would say, Pop, you got to stop this.
And if you were my son, I'd get rid of you for saying that.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I wouldn't even have a son talk to me like that.
Well, of course. Listen, because, no, I'm sure your son has a lot of respect for you.
He has the utmost respect
but
for me,
he's got no, but yes,
for my son.
But he's got to be embarrassed because, let's
he's
face
never
it.
Embarrassed
you,
of his papa.
You might. You
know
might.
What? God, you, he must have never embarrassed me. I'm not doing nothing crazy.
What do you think? What do you think what do you think your son is saying to his friends? That's my dad.
Let me ask you this. What do you think your son is saying to you today?
You made LeBron James very upset by talking about his kids. You owe him an apology.
They asked me.
You owe him an apology.
Good. I said no.
He told you to take his family out of your mouth.
That's, I'm not chewing on them.
Well, you insulted him.
How did I insult him?
Because you brought up
that's
that you
the papers they put all out there. I'm thinking he shouldn't even answer nothing when they put the mic in his face.
Well, that's
I'm
what
not
he
in the game.
At most of
about me play your game and get to the championship in the NBA. You worried about LeVar Ball? Come on, I'm not even in the league.
Well, here's the thing: when you make the comments that you made that your son is better than LeBron James, LeBron James is going to get a kick out of that.
My son is better than LeBron James. I didn't say my son's going to be better than LeBron James' kid. I'm not even worried about LeBron James. I'm worried about my family.
If you ask me a question,
and you get sensitive because I answered my way, that's because you're wearing your feelings on your sleeve.
See, now you're backtracking because you did say, and you did say that your kids were going
to
have a better chance to succeed than LeBron's kids because
I'm saying that because I don't see superstars' kids being good on the fact that they have to live up to their pops being superstars.
Well, but LeBron was unhappy.
Have you ever seen a superstar's kid be real good, though? Between me and you, just answer that.
Well, have I ever seen
just answer it, and then we'll go.
Well, I'd have to give it some thought.
Oh, man, you've been thinking all your life, and now you can't think of that little bit?
I cannot. So,
see, that's what I'm telling. Well, let me help you out. Nobody.
Well, okay, nobody. But the bottom line is.
Wait, man. Y'all knew y'all could get it out to you. You all right, man.
Here, with the one thing, you are insane, I think.
You know what? They told me that you was insane, and I didn't believe it. But as I'm talking to you now, they correct.
Well, here's the thing now. I have to ignore what you just said. Because I know you're just trying to take some attention away from the issue with LeBron James. And the thing is, what you intended to say and what you did say, because we have the quotes,
again, listen to them over and I ain't going to change my mind on nothing.
Well, you should, because I think you also...
Well, I think you should change your mind and you should have went into broadcasting on TV.
And by the way, speaking of color, what was that comment you made about the 3 white guys of UCLA that UCLA lost the game because your son had this phantom hammy injury... And you're talking about the 3 white guys on UCLA.
See, you're not doing your homework. You're not doing your homework.
Yes, I am.
I thought you would do your homework. You better than that.
Well, what did you say about them?
Come out here and get all the real deal.
What did
he's
you?
Fabricating stuff.
You're trying to change the subject.
I thought you was better than that.
What? No, I'm not.
You just said that you guys wanted my son to play for the Knickerbockers, and you just said now he faked a hamstring pull, and I blame the white guys for losing. Are you kidding me?
You said that realistically. Here's what you said. Here's what you were quoted. Realistically, you can't win no title with three white guys because the foot speed is too slow. Did you say
that? Exactly. That's exactly what I said.
Well, now, let me ask you this.
And you still misquoted me. How does that work?
I think you're trying to be Charles Barkley.
Why would I want to be Charles?
Because he says...
You know Charles ain't like me.
No, he says crazy things like you do.
Are you calling me and Charles crazy?
Yes.
Well, it's two against one. We think you crazy.
Well, here's the thing. Now, do you think the reaction would have been, what do you think the reaction would have been had a white player said that we lost because the black players on the team were too lazy or too slow getting back on defense?
That depends who was on that squad with him.
See, you're under the umbrella of...
I'll be okay. I had to look at the game.
Well, you did see the game.
You just gave me a hypothetical situation, and I said that I would have to look at the game to see if it's correct or not.
Well, I mean, aren't you hiding...
Get it out, because you kind of lost me when you
started
studying.
Give it to me. I mean, that's kind of like a racist thing to say.
How can I be racist?
Well, you bring it up about players' color.
How can I be racist, though?
Why would you bring up the color?
Racist, me and you?
Why would you bring up the color?
Why would I bring up the color?
Why would you bring up three white guys? Why wouldn't you say three players just weren't good enough?
And winning championships.
I think you're hiding.
All white guys are slow. That doesn't mean that's what you guys got out of that.
Well, that's what you said.
I did not say all white guys are slow. I said if you.
I didn't say.
To win a championship,
I didn't say you said.
Slow.
I didn't say you said all white guys. You were talking about Leaf. You were talking about Welsh.
What about Leaf?
And you were talking about Alfred.
Well, that's what you assumed.
Well, that's what you said about the three white guys on the team. Well, I want to know what you think.
I did not say one person's name.
Well, you said the three white guys on the team, and that was Leaf and Welsh and Alfred.
I didn't say the three white guys on the team. I said you can't win the championship with three white guys on the team.
Why would you say that?
I said at the same time, you can win with three white guys.
What do you think the reaction would have been? What do you think the reaction would have been if a white player or a white dad had said the three black guys on the team cost us the victory? What do you think the reaction would have been?
I would have to see what the team was, and then it wouldn't have been no reaction.
But why would you bring up color when we're talking about skill and ability and talent? What does color have to do with it?
Color ain't got nothing to do with it.
Well,
I'm
that's right.
So
it's about time you retract a statement.
I'm talking about foot speed.
It is.
Who's got faster foot speed?
Well, all black players have foot speed?
Let me ask you again. Who's got faster foot speed?
Well, you were talking.
I'm going to ask you one more time.
You were talking about. I'm trying to answer your question.
You're not going to answer it.
I'm trying to answer your question.
Just answer that.
The three guys on the UCLA.
Let me ask you one more time.
What?
Who got the faster foot speed?
Who has the black guys
or the white guys? You tell me.
I don't think all white guys and all black guys should be. No, that's a racist type of question. It doesn't have to do with color to me. Color has nothing to do with it. It has to do with whether a player black or white. I don't care. Listen, it could be the color of Dennis Rodman's hair.
Slow down a little bit.
No, I'm just saying. I don't judge a player by color.
But do you judge him by the foot speed?
I judge, of course. But all black players, all white players.
Foot speed.
You can't make a statement.
You're not going to answer it then, huh?
Foot speed isn't. That's why
you had to misconstrue my entertainment.
No,
you don't understand.
By the way, the word.
You know who got faster foot speed?
First of all, foot speed has nothing to do with color. Nothing.
Foot speed has nothing to do with color?
No. Absolutely not. It has to do with whether it has to do with whether that human being has the foot speed or not, regardless of color.
Well, who got the fastest foot speed? Let's do it that way.
I do, over you.
Oh!
Know that.
You got faster foot speed than me. You know why?
Why is that?
You're black.
No, I'm not.
Yes, I knew he was black. He just came out on the radio and told everybody
But I will say this. Black is my favorite color.
Hey.
Yeah.
Black is my favorite color, too. See?
Why is that?
Why is black? It's just got a nice shine to it.
I see. So you're not going to apologize to anyone?
I ain't going to apologize to nobody.
I know your son is embarrassed by some of the things you say.
And I know your wife is embarrassed by the things that you say.
All right, we're out of time.
Hey, we all right, man. Call me again.
We will. And listen, good luck to your son.
Hey, thank you.
And listen, good luck trying to get a $1 billion shoe deal.
Hey, when I get it, I'll come scoop you up.
All right, you take care of yourself.
All right, man, take care and have a good one.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.